Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining Visible by Numbers on beautiful BBS Radio. This is Allison speaking, and I really hope you all are staying warm tonight. It's just been, I have to say, brutally cold here these past 24 hours. I live in the Northeast. You know, it's so bad that my dogs, they refuse to go out, so you know it's bad when they won't go out. And, you know, again, I got to say, I'm really glad that this is radio. You can't see me because I've got so many layers on me to keep myself warm. I kind of look like a little bit of a marshmallow here. But thankfully, on BBS tonight, my guest this evening has a warm heart, so maybe his presence will take the chill off a little bit. You know him and you love him from his show here on BBS called Your Inner Thoughts, which airs Sundays. Hello, Mouth, work with me. Sundays and Thursdays. He is an intuitive consultant, and he is well known for his insightful readings. He's also a great guy, which makes it even better. So everyone join me as I welcome my guest this evening, Michael Gogger. Hi, Michael.
Hi, Allison. Thank you. That was a fantastic intro.
Are you cold, too?
I like it cold.
You not this cold. Come on.
Well, we do. We have a fan on and a window open sometimes. When
get out.
Yeah, we kind of like it cold, but it is cold out. It's below zero in here.
Oy. It's cold. Yeah. Hey, listen, do me a favor and join me because I can't even go anywhere with this show until I wish my mom a happy birthday. So, hey, Mom, if you're listening, I know you are. I love you. I wish you a happy birthday and nothing but the very best. Mike, say hi. Say happy birthday to my mom, will you?
Happy birthday, Mom. What's your mom's name?
Irene.
Irene, happy birthday and many, many more.
Ah, thanks, sweetie. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, well, she's 78 this year. My goodness. So.
Oh, good. Very
yeah, she's
good.
A retired school teacher, you know, so.
Yeah, I feel like she's strong, too. Strong and doing well.
Yeah. Oh, she's strong, all right.
Yeah, I can feel the fire.
Strong arm, yeah.
Yeah, I can feel it.
Strong will. Oh, Mom, I'm just kidding, okay. That's funny.
That's good. I love moms.
Moms are cool.
I'm a mom guy.
Hey, I wanted to ask you something, because, you know, I'm doing this write-up for you tonight, and I'm seeing, you know, on almost everything that you write up, you use the word intuitive.
Yeah.
I'm an intuitive consultant. Do you not like the word psychic, or doesn't intuitive mean psychic? Why don't you use the term psychic?
Well, that's an interesting story, and I knew somebody was going to ask me that.
Well, here I am, asking you that question.
Sooner or later.
See, you're psychic. Just kidding. Okay, yeah. Go ahead, tell me. Tell me, I'm fascinated.
Well, there's many reasons why I did that. One was being in a predominant evangelical surroundings.
Uh-huh.
And every other person, like you mentioned the word psychic, energy, metaphysics, it's like, you know what you're doing? Can I talk to you for a second?
Right.
And then you had that. And then I said, look, I says, and then there were so many interpretations of it. It was almost like Christianity. What is a Christian?
Uh-huh.
What is a psychic?
Right, right.
And so I decided that, and then I wanted to come out very strongly in the public
uh-huh.
and be ready for just about anything. So I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go with intuitive consultant.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there is no title, no label. And
yeah.
that basically everybody is just an intuitive.
Right.
And they're on different stations, different channels, and
mm-hmm.
using different apparatus, so.
There you go.
I figured intuitive covers it all.
Right. Okay.
You know?
Right. But you receive your information in a variety of different ways,
yep.
whether it's hearing, seeing, feeling, which you get it
yep.
all different ways, correct?
Yep. And it filters down to what I get most, and then what I can rely on most would be my clairaudient.
You hear
my,
it.
My hearing. And then
yeah.
next would be my clairascendant, which would be feeling.
Uh-huh.
And then it goes into clairvoyance, visual, but it's unique in its way.
Right.
Which is a story in itself.
Right. And I imagine we could go into the story of Michael and probably do the whole show on that, I would think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I think that we've worked together on some previous shows. And I think what's really interesting about us as a team is usually the numbers or the numerology backs up what you have to say. Because when we tag team or more or less do double readings for people that call in, nine times out of ten, you know, you're talking and I'm shaking my head like, yeah, that's what the numbers are saying.
Yeah.
And I think that's interesting because, you know, I think a person, an intuitive, as you like to call yourself, or psychic, they read a person's energy just by tapping into it with their abilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a numerologist does much the same, except for the gateway to that information is through the numbers that are in the chart. So, you know, when I go through those numbers, I believe my intuitive, let's call it intuitive abilities, kick in.
Yep.
And I use the numbers to get there. It's kind of like the same destination, but it's a different path.
Right.
You know
what
you think?
And also the energy of the number, I feel has a lot to do with it too, because I'm big with imagery, and they'll make me either feel or see a number and what goes with it. Now, like right now with you, I'm feeling an 8. So and that automatically I'm listening to the ear in my head, and this is what I'm hearing. I'll repeat exactly what I'm hearing: money, power, success, control, authority, expansion, master, self-reliance, and independence.
Oh, that's a tall order, Mike.
Now, that was spit at me. What it sounded like was a wire crackling.
Really?
And the feelings are the words that I just repeated.
Right, right.
That's how I got that.
Wow, that's interesting.
Just like that.
I like that. Well, you know, I'm in an 8-year, and a lot of my numbers are definitely pointing in that direction. It's just a lot of pressure.
So it's
connected
then.
Yeah, it's all connected, absolutely.
It's connected. So as a reader, I sit down in front of you, and my guides throw an 8 at me. Right away, I got a 5-minute reading. I said, wow.
Wow,
I'm going to run with this.
Right.
So,
well, when I look at those numbers, you know, when I have a chart in front of me, nobody's one number. I mean, that's ridiculous. And
right.
And so I have, like, more or less, you know, 20 numbers at least to look at. And right. I have to say, it's all there, like sitting in this place, and I open up my mouth and it just starts, I'm hearing it all. Even
right.
though I have a really exceptional knowledge of numerology,
yep.
when I do a reading, I'm listening and I'm repeating what I'm hearing. I think it's coming from me, but I
yep.
find out 9 times out of 10, it's not really coming from me. It's
yep.
coming from something a little bit bigger than me. So,
it is.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
And you know, Allison, for 40 years I tried to pinpoint exactly where it was
mm-hmm.
and where it was coming from, and I haven't found it yet.
Yeah?
I can tell you in the area, I can tell you what it felt like, but I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah?
I don't know if it's in the glands. I don't know if it's outside in an energy field. I don't know if it's inside my head.
I always feel the place where this comes from, I don't know if this is possible, but there is a definite place. And if I was to reach I would say my right hand up and raise it up just up over my head to the right.
Right.
And this is
right.
where this comes from, this place right here.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's where and sometimes it almost reveals itself like a stack of papers.
Right.
And I start talking as I hear, and as when I'm done with the reading, that stack of papers is gone.
Right.
And
right.
so I almost can see on the information as I'm delivering it. And also what's really interesting is if I jump over something, forget it. Sometimes it's almost like I'm being nagged to go back to something and repeat it to that person because
yep.
it's really important to them.
Yep.
And I can't
yep.
even move forward. I can't even go forward with the information until I go back and
right.
say what it was I missed. So it's really
right.
kind of interesting.
Well,
but anyhow,
we
both kind of
yeah,
read the same way, I think,
yeah.
in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and I think most of us do, but it's just tweaked to our own uniqueness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're strong with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So you went that path. And I was a daydreamer and a meditator all
right.
my life, just a
yeah.
deep thinker.
Yeah.
And then I was led into the spiritual arts.
Yeah, well, you've got some
yeah.
serious deep thinker energy in your chart with that birthday number of yours. I'll tell you that much. That's a 25. It's a 7.
Mm.
Wise old sage Buddha, very meditative, also... Mm. someone who can really be very insightful and gain a great deal of clarity about things. And certainly your expression number is one of a spiritual teacher and someone who is very psychic as well. So you definitely got some serious energy going on in your chart, mister.
Yeah. And I was like a Buddha when I was like six. I was sitting in the grass while the other kids were playing. I was sitting there staring at a tree.
Yeah. Well,
And then we have other talents, and spirit uses that to their advantage, and different tools. And so the reader thing and the psychic thing is like as big as the stars,
Right, right. Well, we have a lot in common in our childhoods because I know that for both of us it started there. And you're talking about staring at the trees. I was in them.
Yeah,
I was literally climbed up in them and sitting and hanging out and thinking
and
meditating.
Oh, you were climbing at them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what my wife was doing. I was trying to get her to come down. I was hugging the tree, and I was like, ever see Dr. Spock do the mind melt?
Right, right.
I would do that with trees.
Did you really? Yeah.
I
always felt like they had, as a child, I felt as though they were nurturing, and I felt as though they were my friend, and they had a persona, and I always connected to that with trees when I was little.
Yeah.
And so when I would climb that tree, there was this beautiful tree across the street from where we lived. It was a maple, and it had this beautiful bough that was just perfect for a little kid like me to fit in. I don't think I could get up that tree now, but I would just climb that tree, sit in that bough, and I would just feel like I was hanging out with my best friend. So, yeah, that was a pretty weird kid. Okay, enough about us.
Yeah. I used to like just sitting in the woods or walking in the woods.
Yeah,
the
I hiked a lot.
Water and,
yeah.
And it all goes hand in hand with the psychic thing and destiny.
Yeah.
And
right.
So, but that was an interesting question, why I call myself an intuitive.
Yeah. Well, I if somebody wants to label me, I guess I kind of sort of feel the same way. I mean, certainly I see things, I hear things, I feel things, but what do I want to call it? And I don't necessarily call gift per se. I think we're all gifted. I think some people just maybe I understand numbers just a little bit better than the next person. But then again, you've got incredibly gifted artists in this world and musicians and people who are healers. And there's so many gifts. And I also feel like, especially people that are, say I have a gift with, mediumship or whatever it is. Well, that's not to say that the person who's an artist this time around or maybe a teacher this time around, it doesn't mean that they haven't already been there, done that, and got the T-shirt. It's just not supposed to be in their experience this time to go in that direction. And maybe the person who's gifted, that is something they're supposed to develop in this lifetime and work with in this lifetime. And that's why. And I don't think any one person is any more gifted than the next, because when I look at numerology and when I look at what I read in the autobiography of the soul, which is what is contained in the numerology chart, I am always amazed at the beauty of our souls and the courage of our souls and the gifts of our souls. And I don't think you got to read anybody to be gifted. I really don't.
No. And you don't have to be a reader.
Exactly.
And you don't have to get read. But, it's there, and it's helpful, and it has many different purposes and reasons.
Right. And those musicians out there that make that beautiful music that we connect to when we meditate that takes us to those great places, what would we do without them? They have a gift of being able to take their soul and put it into music, and so it goes on and infinitum. But, let's get these lines open, and because what we're going to do tonight, and I'm letting my listening audience know, is, you've had a few minutes to get a feel for Michael. He's been on the show before. He did some really great readings, and what Mike and I are going to do this evening is we're going to take your calls. And
Let's keep talking.
You want to just keep talking?
Oh, I could do this all night.
I know. Well, we will. What I'm going to do is open the lines, and in between I've got all these other little questions and things to talk about. Maybe nobody will call Mike. We'll talk all night. But anyhow, people, if you want to call in and get some insight, and there's a call already, Mike, but let me finish this up here. Caller, just hang with us. Mike's going to do his insight, and I'm going to do the numerology, so you kind of get a double reading this evening.
Okay.
And I want to give the numbers, even though we've already got a caller online, I'm going to give the numbers, okay? You're listening to Station 1 on BBS Radio, the number one internet radio station. And my guest this evening is Michael Gogger, and he's an intuitive consultant. I'm a numerologist, and you're welcome to call in with your questions, and we'd love to hear from you, and we'd love to do a reading for you. So let me give you the numbers.
Yep.
The numbers are toll-free. Call USA 877-876-5227. You can call toll-free from Canada at 888-815-9756. And you certainly can call direct if you're in California at 530-876-3222. If you miss those numbers, you can find them right on the front of www.bbsradio.com. Hello, caller. Who's calling, please? Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
This is Mary James.
Hi, Mary James.
Yes.
And I'm assuming that you've called in. Do you have a question, or did you want us to do a reading for you?
I want you to do a reading for me.
Well, that sounds super. Mary, I need your date of birth, if you don't mind.
2/22/72.
Okay.
And I'm from Ohio.
You're from Ohio. Okay, gotcha.
Oh,
you don't know who this is, do you?
I'm getting a feeling that I'm just thinking a cute and adorable, and I think a distant cousin that I haven't seen in eons. Would that be safe to say?
Yes, you're
Hi,
right.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Pretty good.
I hear your mom listens to the show quite often.
Oh, yes.
Oh, so she kind of dragged you along and made you call in, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. I mean, that's awesome, and I'd be happy to give you a little bit of a reading. And, Michael, what we're going to do is we're going to switch it around this time. I'm going to go first, and then you're coming in second. How's that sound?
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Mary, let me talk to you. Well, God bless you for having Grandma's name. I love that. You know. I love that. Okay. But I want to tell you, dear, that you're a seven life path. And so really, you know, to a certain extent, you know, we're talking here that you have your own abilities. You very much get these gut feelings, intuitiveness about life. Certainly, you feel things. And so you come in really wise, a person that comes in with wisdom, and a person that comes in with a very good mind, very analytical, and probably very insightful. And this can be a little bit of a airy-fairy kind of a feeling sometimes, because you can overthink things. You can spend a lot of time in your head, certainly from taking that time for meditation or to think about things. You know, you might go through your day, and then when you're thinking it over, you come up with some insights or clarity about the day or certain things. So you have a really good mind, very intuitive. Certainly the psychic stuff absolutely comes in. I hate to tell you, Mary, but it runs in the family, okay? So deal with it, okay? I'm
okay.
A seven life path. And what you might find with this is that you maybe not always feel so connected to everyone else. Maybe sometimes you feel a little bit set apart, or like you're dancing to a different tune and everybody else is going this way and you feel a certain way. That's what this energy is. A part of it really can feel a little bit lonely or a little bit eccentric from the other energies. You need your time alone. You need your space. You need that quiet time. And that's really important for you to bring that into your life and make it part of your daily routine, whether it's meditation or listen to some music or just having that space, because being around people all the time can actually freak you out. It can actually be almost overwhelming to have a lot of people coming at you at one time. You do need that quiet time. Got to tell you, girl, that birthday number is huge, because that's the Master 22. And so what this number is saying about you is, again, it's bringing in spiritual, spiritual, spiritual. And if this is the Master numbers in numerology are 11, 22, and 33, 22 being a very powerful energy. This also gives you a very practical, grounded, rational thought kind of a mind. It does help you to understand what can fly and what can't fly. It helps you to understand, you know, making dreams come true, what's going to work and what's not going to work. This number brings in also the intuitiveness, the psychic stuff. It comes in quite strong with this number. And also a sensitivity, a certain sensitivity with you, I would say, especially early on in life, maybe you're maybe a little bit more shy or maybe a little bit more sensitive child. Hopefully you've overcome that. This really has a great deal of potential for you to have the ability to bring forth a dream, meaning maybe somewhere you feel like you're supposed to do something here, that there's some special meaning to your life or there's something you're supposed to do with it. And what this number is saying is if you feel this dream, and you feel sometimes overwhelmed by your ambition, meaning there's only one of me, how can I do this? And what this number is saying is you're a master builder, and that you actually can bring forth this dream, and if you apply yourself to it, you can actually bring it forth and make it real in this world. You're a master builder. And really, Mary, I mean, when I'm looking at the challenges here, I want to tell you, you probably did not realize that you were as beautiful as you actually are or as magnetic as you actually are. There may be times where you maybe felt a little insecure about your appearance, or perhaps you didn't see yourself the way other people see you. You actually have a gift with being on stage, you know, having a gift with words and talking to people. You're also working on some issues with your own love of self. And so I would want to say that you got to work on that self-worth stuff and your confidence level and your strength and to be fearless and courageous, because actually you're also a natural-born leader as well. It's just you're challenged to that energy. And you're working on love of Mary, really. So you need to stand in front of that mirror and talk some good stuff to yourself. And you know, confidence is a choice. Choose confidence. I can tell, just really briefly, and I'll just go over this real quick before I turn you over to Michael, that, you know, early on in life, family, you know, there's a lot of responsibility to family, a lot of involvement with family. It's really very strongly around you and influencing you. From the ages 30 to 38, it's a 5 energy, so there's been a lot of changes and ups and downs and rounds and rounds. How old are you right now, Mary?
Actually, I'm 35.
All right, so you're in this 5 pentacle right now. So you began this at 30 and you move into 38. So this is a time where you can expect the unexpected, and there can be changes in residence, in what it is you're doing, jobs, relationships. But you can expect constant change, and maybe even opportunity to travel, to have some adventure, to try out some things that perhaps you haven't been able. There should be a lot more freedom in this pentacle for you than in the previous pentacle. I can honestly say, as I'm looking forward, Mary, I'm really wanting to put you out there spiritually or on stage or doing something where you're recognized by the public. I don't know if you've ever considered anything having to do with working in front of people, but you've got 2 pentacles that are upcoming for you that want to put you there. And this 22 energy is very strong in your chart about you building a dream or doing something with a dream that you have. And I think it's very tied into your the core of you, which is a very spiritual, wise old sage Buddha. It's tied into the fact that you are a spiritual teacher and you have come to do something. And your year that you're in this year is a 7. So very significant year for you, Mary. There's a lot of inward journey this year, and there's a lot of trying to figure things out and get a hang with who you are as a person, your connection to your God source, strengthening your bonds with your faith. You may seek out more knowledge, study some things, maybe go to seek your guru this year. But you're going to open yourself up quite spiritually. And I think that you get some very strong dreams and visions and feelings. And a lot of psychic things have happened to you throughout your life. But I really think this year is going to bring them in stronger, because this is all about you resting and taking some time this year to explore the possibilities of your connection to God and strengthen them. And that's what this year wants you to rest. It doesn't want you to work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Is that making sense to you, Mary?
Uh-huh.
Okay, super. I'm going to turn you over to our wonderful Michael Gauger, and I'm going to let him put his 2 cents in.
Okay.
Wow. I don't know if I could follow that. That was fantastic.
Yes, that was.
Yeah, awesome job, Allison.
Well, that's, Michael, that's why I went first, because following you is a tough gig to follow. Okay? Hey, it's my show. No, just kidding.
But fantastic, very good. Mary, how you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here, and I love working with Allison, and it's all good. Now, I don't know if you ever heard me read before, Mary, but I'm just going to repeat what I'm hearing for you.
Okay.
Okay, and hopefully it'll help you somewhere and we'll connect somehow.
Okay.
All right. Now, it's funny she kept saying 7 over and over and over with you, 7, because I was hearing the numbers. I thought I was going to go first and give her some numbers, but they gave me the numbers, and they were 10, 5, and 7, so do something with them. You know, maybe you can look them up later and see what the combination comes together for you, but those are the numbers they were giving me. And I heard going into 7, you're heading into the 7, and Allison kept saying this was like a 7 year, I believe she said, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, so it's significant, and it was a connection. Now, also, when I was, they were throwing money in my face, so there's some financial stuff going on here, and I feel like it's good stuff.
Okay.
Now, I'm either just found out that something, I want to say big, but steady, expansive, it's going to move forward. Did something just, did you just?
I have, and Allison will laugh when she hears this. I breed Old English Mastiffs.
Oh, dear.
Yes, almost so I have a litter right now, and they're 5 weeks old.
Wow.
So they're getting ready to go bye-bye.
Aww.
I thought it was like a pot of gold.
Well, they are.
Yes and no.
Yeah. But
yes.
I feel, and then it's, I think it ties into personal achievement, too, because I feel very creative. I feel like I'm going to be very pleased with the way my life goes.
Okay.
And Allison kept saying this year, the end of the year, and I was hearing October. So between now and October, I am hearing that financially is a big expansion.
Okay.
Well, definitely for her. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you're
laying,
right, Michael.
Yeah, I'm laying the groundwork. It's taking place now. It's like right on top of me or started. And
okay.
There's also, are you in a relationship, Mary?
Oh, yes. I've been married for,
okay.
It'll be 15 years.
Yeah, I'm getting real good with this. And also, I don't know if you do something in business or the dogs, a family business or.
My husband, well, we do, he has, Walker coon dogs that we do, he does hunts with and does showing with them. So we kind of do it, you know, it's kind of like a family thing, yes.
Okay, because I'm feeling the two of you is making money together and expanding together, especially commercially.
Okay.
And I want that to be a focus, or just keep it in the back of your mind, and anything connected to it, run with it, because it's like a win-win thing.
Okay.
And I feel like it would... create money, and the money where it would be very comfortable.
Okay.
And a lot of pleasure. I'm not only making money, but I'm happy, which is very important in life. Actually rare. and you would have it in your palm of your hand. So keep your mind on that.
Okay.
Now, I'm feeling some travel coming up, too, and it might be with business or family between now and maybe... the end of February into March. I just feel like I'm traveling for business and family, it seems like.
Okay.
And,
well, my husband's in Chicago this week.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, we talked about going and doing some things, so, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
I would expect that, and I feel like it's going to go well. And is it a family thing, though?
Well, we had talked about, actually, with my mom and dad going back up to New York this summer.
Okay.
So, okay. But we're not sure, you know, some things have to play out first before we actually go. So
well, come by way of Pennsylvania and visit me.
Well, the girls want to. They want, you know, they want to go to Pennsylvania and go to Hershey and stuff. So we're kind of, we're playing it all out, you know.
All right, cool.
So, okay.
All right.
All right. Now, and a few other things here, and then I'll let you go. I just wanted to, if between now and, say, the next 30 days, if there is, if you run into some... I don't want to say an argument, but I just, if you notice a conversation is going the wrong way, be the peacemaker right away. Nip it in the bud.
Okay.
Especially if it's with family or with hubby or close to the heart, close to home.
Okay.
I want to play peacemaker right away, and it'll turn the whole situation around.
Okay.
Because I just feel like you may run into a little bit of a difference in opinions or gossip or jealousy or...
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I'm not panicking, but I'm defusing it just by being a peacemaker, and it blows over.
Okay.
So it might come in handy down the road, and they're throwing it in for some reason, so I just figured I'd get it out there.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing that there is like a nagging worry or problem, and I'm gonna settle it for once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to work it out. It's going to be settled. Even if I got to lose a little to gain a little, or what I lose is nowhere near what I would have lost if I allowed it to continue. And I'm feeling my feet. I'm putting my feet down. I'm saying that's it. It's over. And I'm going to do away with it. Now, I don't know if it's a person, a habit, or I just feel like it's a nagging concern.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. And I'm also hearing, tell her if she thinks she needs advice, go get it. Only if she thinks she needs it.
Does it say where?
I feel like it's legal or business.
I just need to know that.
She called the show, Michael.
Yeah.
She's getting all the advice she needs.
I feel like it's going to be legal with business. So if you run into anything business-wise and you know, and you got a weird feeling with it, ask somebody who knows more about it than you do.
Okay.
If you run into a glitch or an uncertainty of some kind, just go ahead and follow through and get somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Okay.
All right. And other than that, everything looks great for you, really.
All right.
Yeah, Mary, your next year really is going to be a big money year for you. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So
that's always good to hear.
Yeah. So, you know, what I want you to do is rest up this year, get ready for it. So.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't push yourself too hard this year, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
All right, sweetie. Well, so nice. I haven't, well, eons. So, come by way of Pennsylvania. Stop in
okay.
and visit me.
Thanks,
all right, sweetie.
Thank
right.
you.
Bye.
Thank
Have
you.
A good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Did you ever see giant mastiffs, Michael?
It's ringing a bell. What is that?
It looks like a horse, I swear. And in my memory, I had an uncle that, uncle and an aunt that actually raised them, bred them, and showed them.
Oh, yeah, they're dogs. They're
mm-hmm,
big dogs.
They're dogs.
Yeah,
and
my friends got one. They're like cows.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, when I was a kid, they used to haul these dogs around in what looked to be horse trailers. And I can remember, of course, I was little at the time, and I'm sure that the dog was much bigger to me because I was little, but I was asking my uncle, what's in the trailer out front? Because he had stopped by and visited, and the dogs were in the trailer. And they gave me the key and told me to go look, and I'll never forget it as long as I live. I crawled up, got on the bumper of this thing, unlocked the door, opened it, and out came this huge head that was like five times
yeah.
the size of mine. I'll never forget it as long
oh,
as I live.
Oh, they're huge.
No, they're huge. They really
yeah,
are.
Yeah, I got a neon. I pulled up my friend's driveway, and this thing come out. All I seen was this white chest, two big legs and a chest, and I had to look down and up. See his face.
There you go. That's how big these dogs are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a sweetheart, a teddy bear.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, we got another caller,
okay.
So let's see who's calling. Who's calling, please?
This is Joanne or Josie.
Hi, Josie. How you doing?
Good. I'm in shock, I think, because I got through.
What'd you say?
I'm in shock because I got through.
Aw, well, I'm glad.
Me
Josie,
too.
Do you want to give me your date of birth?
Yeah, June 10th, 1946.
10. Michael, do you want me to let you go first? I don't feel like I'm hogging all the caller.
Oh, yeah.
You did a numerology for me a long time ago.
I read her a long time ago. Well, you know what? I'll give you an update real quick, okay, Josie?
Okay.
And so we got June 10th, 1946. Okay. So where are we updating you?
You go first, right?
Yeah, I'll just give her a little update here, and then we'll move on.
Whatever you want.
Okay. Well, Josie, you know, you're in this 8 year this year, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to understand that this is a year that really brings in finances around you. It's really a year of karma in the sense that you're reaping what you sow. So this is a year that you bring in whatever efforts you've put in the past 7 years. This is the year that it comes forward and you get recognized for it. So don't be surprised as you move through this year that maybe something you've done in the past, all of a sudden, you know, it's like you're being recognized or given a certain promotion or a nod of recognition that you did a job well done. This certainly is a year that should bring in finances in a bigger way. Normally, a person in an 8 year does bring in finances and have a better year having to do with that. I would also say, you know, people in position and power, it'd be really interesting as you go through the year. You'll run into somebody not having any real knowledge that this person is influential or well-connected, and you're going to find that this is going to try to put you with those powerful people. And this really is a year of mastery for yourself as far as, you know, you really need to connect to your ambition, your desires, what it is you want to achieve. And I think you're going to get some really positive results this year. I think you might get a new opportunity certainly this month. I can certainly see June travel or some change in residence or change of where, maybe even what you're doing or maybe opening up and trying something new certainly comes through for you in June. Again, another new opportunity coming in November for you as well. So, you know, look for some new opportunities because definitely they want to come to you. And it's like I said, you know, if we revisit some of the older things, one of the major things you got to be ready to do is not hold on to things. You know, it's kind of like having expired food in your refrigerator. You need to throw it out. So, you know, one of the biggest challenges or one of the big deals that you've been working with in this life is is not holding on to stuff that isn't serving your greatest and highest good, that isn't making you happy, you know, and you've always got to be cautious about, you know, embracing change and allowing it in your life and making changes, okay? So, you know, bear that in mind as you kind of move through this year. Last pentacle, you know, so Josie, so what we're talking here is, you know, it does want to bring you recognition for your achievements, and it does want to bring you some financial rewards, okay?
Okay.
She's going, well, is the money truck backing up to your house or anything, Josie, or no?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, is the money truck backing up to your house or no?
The money backing up to my house?
Yeah. Is the bank dropping off deposits at your house?
Well, let me tell you this. I entered a sweepstakes so I can help the homeless animals, hopefully. So that was my dream. I'm hoping to do.
Well, you know, I think with your humanitarian, that's who you are as a human being and as a person of wanting to help, and certainly, you know, manifest that dream. But I think this year you're going to find some serious cash coming in. So if you enter those sweepstakes, I wouldn't be surprised, because you're going to get rewarded for good deeds this year. Okay?
Oh, that'd be awesome. Thank you.
All righty. So here's Mike, and he'll
all
kick
right,
you
nice
with some.
Nice talking to you again.
All right. You too, sweetie. I love you.
I love you too.
Okay. Okay. All yours, Michael.
Okay. What was your first name again?
Joanne or Josie.
Joanne, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I agree with Allison. This year will be your year, and things are going to be going much smoother for you.
Wow.
And also, Allison, I was hearing the number 5 and the 9 and an 8 with her, so I don't know what that would come to,
mm-hmm.
but if you could just jot it down anyway,
I think
Joanne.
That the 9 is the humanitarian that I mentioned. The 5 is that she needs to be adaptable to change. So that pretty much explains a lot of what I just said, those numbers.
Wow. See?
Yeah.
See, that's why I like going first, because if I can pick out some hot numbers, then they're connected.
Okay, you can go first next time.
And they, you know, they would say, that guy's got something there. He's picking numbers. I'm only kidding. But they are connected, and the numbers are all, you know, like I said, goes back to energy and the energy that goes with them. Okay, Joanne, I don't know if you ever heard me read before, but I'm just going to put out what I'm hearing, and hopefully it'll help you somehow.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm hung up in negotiations with something, or I'm working on trying to work. I'm working my way through an issue, and I feel like it's connected to maybe business, work, finances. I feel like there was some aggravation with this, and maybe things didn't go the way it was supposed to, and there was, and we decided to try again, and it's going to go through the second time. So I feel like, is there anything going on in the work world with you, a career arena, are you waiting to hear approval or for something to come through?
Yeah, I'm waiting to win the sweepstakes.
It might be that.
That
but,
would be awesome.
But
it
anyway,
would, it would help
I feel
a lot.
Like this. Well, anyway, the cycle you're in for the next, I would say, for the next 3 months, is designed for things going your way. So it's a real good time to attempt something new, or to try to get something going, or to solve something, or to straighten something out in your life. So take advantage of it the next 3 months, because the energy and everything involved will be working with you and helping you move forward and get ahead. So just keep that in mind.
Get either one of you.
Any kind of travel plans between now and the next 30 days?
No.
I feel maybe delayed or rescheduled or changed somehow. So keep that in mind. You don't want to take anything for granted, especially if you're traveling. You know, double check everything and you'll be fine. But there may be a delay or a reschedule, but I'm not feeling anything bad about it. I feel like if I stay on top of things, it would go smoothly, so, and it would work out, so don't worry about it.
Do either one of you can tell me if, you know, I will be working with animals or with people? That's what I'd like to know.
I can barely hear her, Allison.
She's asking us, either one of us. Yeah, her voice is very light. So, Josie,
okay.
Next time, speak up, but I'll repeat what you said.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's asking
hear me better
if
now?
Either one of us feel as though she'll be working with animals or people.
Mm.
And my answer to that is Josie, on many, many levels, you're a spiritual teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have healing ability,
mm-hmm.
and you also are very psychic yourself. And
yep.
some of the greatest mediums and psychics that we have currently out there are nine life paths, and that's what you are. You have to, you know, the opportunity, you have to kind of put a little effort into moving in that direction. But certainly that's within your realm of possibility, absolutely.
Are you connected to the medical anyway? Are you a nurse or anything like that?
No, but I have been told that I'm going to be a medical intuitive.
Okay. Well,
I feel
there's a real strong connection to the medical arts, almost like you're a nurse. You did it in past life.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you may be working with children.
Well,
when this comes to pass.
Well,
because
you know, maybe
I feel
life,
like I'm,
but I feel more drawn to animals
than healing or helping children in the healing capacity. So keep that in mind as you go along your journey. And I'm also hearing, I'll wrap this up. I'm hearing justice coming to you and power coming to you this year here. So this is going to be the year where your life does turn around.
That's
and
wonderful.
Things start to go right.
Yeah, Josie, pay attention to the people coming into your life because they're going to afford you that opportunity, dear.
Yes,
so you got to look at the out for the people. You're going to meet the right people, and they're going to be the ones that's going to give you that opportunity to do what you want to do. So, you know, you got to get out there and you've got to network and you've got to see who's around you because really this, like Mike's saying, this is a time that wants to give you achievement and promote you and get you to where you want to be, okay?
Yep.
That sounds wonderful.
I agree, Joe.
Okay,
Josie? Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sweetie.
And you have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Blessings and good luck.
Okay.
Yep. She, the healing abilities there did jump out at me with her.
Right, right.
And she will be involved in either, and it was funny she said animals or people.
Right.
That was an interesting question.
Right.
And
right.
It can go either way, but I was feeling they were showing me children, and she was working with them. So,
right.
Anyway,
well, it was kind of hard to hear, but
it was. Sometimes the guests are hard to hear.
Right, right.
On
well,
the dream.
I want to ask you something. I know that when I'm doing a person's numerology, certainly there's certain numbers that indicate healers, psychic ability, mediumship, and that sort of thing. Certainly that's apparent in your chart, Michael.
Yep.
When you're reading for a person, you know, obviously you got healing with her.
Right.
Do you automatically, like if you talking to somebody and you know that they're gifted or you, well, all right, we're using that gifted word. Let's just say you know that they have an ability to, you know, maybe do readings like what you do or healing. Do you see that as well? Do they tell you that?
Whether or not the person is a healer or they have gifts?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
All the time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It jumps right out at me. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
Super. All right, we got another caller, so I guess we better take our caller. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Good.
And did you want a reading?
Yes, I would like it.
All right, well, I'm going to ask you for your date of birth, but I'm going to let Michael go first. So give me your date of birth.
Okay, it is February 16th.
1950. So we have February 16, 1950. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, super. I'm going to turn you over to Michael, and then I'll come back in later, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Michael. It's all yours.
Allison, you want to take some numbers with you just for the heck of it? Give you something
sure.
To work on. I got a 4 for her, and I'm hearing 17 and 8.
17 and 8. Got it. All right, go ahead, Mike.
Okay, and your name was Valerie?
Ellen.
Ellen. Okay, Ellen. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, what part of the world are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northern California.
Northern California. Good. Okay. How is it out there? Nice?
It's not raining today, so
not
that's
raining.
Making it pretty nice.
Okay, good. All right. Ellen, right off the bat, they were taking me right to... what seems to be a business and work and career with you. So I'm just listening to what and they're showing me roots growing. Did you just change jobs or find something, or was there a transition anywhere in business or career with you?
I left my job last year.
Okay.
And I'm in a transition period now.
Okay, I'm feeling that. You're looking. I feel like you're looking, right?
Yes.
Okay. You're figuring you're not staying where you are, is what I'm hearing, right?
That's right.
Okay. And, okay, it's not going to be much longer. I feel like I'm right on top of putting my roots down, I'm hearing. So, and I want to say it's right around the corner. I'd say almost like a month. Now, are you moving too or relocating?
I'm thinking about moving also.
Okay, because I'm feeling a move too, being involved with this.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and now I'm having a hard time. I don't know if the move is first or the job is first. I'm up in the air with this.
Okay.
And I think it's because you're up in the air with it. It's almost like if something real good came through now, you might not move. Does that make sense?
I don't. It's possible, but I'm really leaning towards a move.
Mm. Okay. Let's see. And I'm also feeling like I'm involved in something, too. Like I got a... Are you a businesswoman? You got stuff on the side, or...?
I'd like to start my own business.
Okay. You're going to see that happen. You're going to see that happen, and I feel like there'll be a partner involved with you on this.
Okay.
Well, you're going to network, so very strong with this. So do be open to anything to do with partnerships as far as business goes. And
okay.
It's very strong, you having your own business someday.
Thank you.
Very strong. You're definitely going to do it, and you're going to excel. It's going to be very successful.
Thank you.
And like I said before, I believe you're going to bump into somebody that's got the same goals, same industry, or it's like a part of the business, and you need that part, and you join forces. So always be open to that as you progress.
Thank you.
Now, ever have a connection with real estate? There's something with, or is this just selling the house and moving?
Actually, I don't even own.
You don't even own. Are you looking to buy? I keep hearing real estate with you. I'll pick up on hubby or anybody that's close to you, too. It could be one of them I'm picking up on.
Maybe a son?
It could be, if he's into real estate and you're exposed to it. But I keep hearing, you know what this might be? This might be where you move.
Right.
I'm hearing a real good deal, a real good deal, and they're pointing to a house. So now, let's see here. It's not too far off either.
Huh.
A month from now, you're going to have some interesting offers here. I think you got this coming all at one time.
Oh.
Because I feel like there's a job offer coming. Or an interview, and I feel real hot with it. I feel like it's going to be what you're looking for, and you're going to take it. And then at the same time, I'm getting, like, leads on a house or where I'm going to move. And possibly even doing something with starting a business or at least the groundwork of it or meeting people that are involved. So this is going to be between now and... Oh, boy, I'd say, it's just a solid 30 days. There's going to be some significant changes here, and it's all career, business, and home. Career, business, and home.
Wow.
It's like all up in the air and all changing, and changing for the better. And I'm hearing a job coming, and I'm hearing partnerships, and I'm hearing the business start. And it just seems to happen all at the same time. Strange. I can't figure out. Are you in a relationship?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Is there anybody in the background? On the back burner, maybe? Flirting with you or developing at all?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I got a feeling this might even be a relationship potential, and he's got all these ideas. I think that's what they're trying to tell me. I want to say, and it could be within the next, I want to say 2 weeks even.
Wow.
Meeting somebody. So keep your eyes open for meeting a, either a deep friendship potential, friendship and then turn relationship possibly, or potential to turn into relationship, and I think he's the one with all the ideas.
Oh.
Yeah. I got a feeling you're going to be bumping into a man with a lot of ideas. And
that's
and he's going to have an interest and a connection to what you want to do and how you want to do it, and it's just like the conversation is the bulk of this.
Wow.
So I think that's how it's going to go down, Ellen.
Well,
I really do.
Well, we got to close the show here shortly, so let me jump in and validate a lot of what you're saying here, Michael.
I was just going to say that's about all I was getting to.
Okay.
And everything looks good for her. It really does.
Right.
Yep.
What I would want to tell you is to really pay attention to your gut instincts, because you've got some serious intuition of your own, and you really have a guidance system kind of built in for you that's going to lead you down where you need to go. If it feels right, go with it. And also for you, sometimes things get dropped in your lap, meaning it's not necessarily that you seek them out, but they just kind of go there and you get them. I got to tell you that you got a blessing around your life, so even when life seems dire for you, something comes along and kind of saves you. You've kind of got a guardian angel over your shoulder. And although there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family, certainly, and sometimes that can be hard for you because there's part of you that's a very private person. There's a part of you that needs your space, needs your quiet time. You have a blessing that's around you, a guardian angel, so to speak. I got to tell you that this is a year. You let go of a lot of stuff last year. You went through some emotional stuff and a house cleaning, so to speak, in your life. And this is a year that you are beginning new things, so you really need to dream those dreams. You really need to make a decision as to what it is you want to do, because this is a year that's going to give you the opportunity to do something new, to bring something new in your life. Whatever you begin this year, you're going to be working on it for the next 9 years. So get busy, girl, because opportunity is coming to you. And that also can come in the form of a relationship, just like Michael said. And I do see you've been through a time in your life of severe limitations, restrictions. It's almost like, oh, my God, I've got to work my butt off. And it seemed as though your freedom was curtailed, and you really, it was effort versus reward. And you might have been frustrated that things weren't going your way. Well, in this last pinnacle, things want to go your way, and it wants to make things easier for you financially, with your career, with your success, with your growth. So certainly starting a business is going to be good for you financially. And I think you're going to meet powerful and influential people. So you've got to keep your eyes peeled, because there will be people coming into your life that can help you with this. Now, you got to lighten up, little girl, and not be so serious, okay? I would just tell you to stop and smell the roses once in a while. Let that child out. Be a little creative from time to time. And as far as the upcoming year goes for you, I really agree with Michael that I can see the job, and I also see the move very definitely in April, where you may be changing where you live and changing. You might get a job offer, you might take a job that'll keep you busy, but I could see definitely by April we've got a job that's exciting and we've got a move coming in. So I agree with Michael 100% on everything that he said, only this is being reflected in your numbers, okay?
Thank you both so much. This is just wonderful.
Okay, sweetie. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Blessings.
Okay, Michael, well, you know what? An hour just flew by.
Fantastic, Allison.
Well, let's tell everybody your website, dear, so that they can go visit you.
If they want to know more about me, www.michaelgogert.com. And there's something there for everybody.
There is. And also, you have a newsletter, right?
We have a newsletter, a mailing list, a MySpace, and a Yahoo group.
You're a busy boy.
Yep, and we'll be going into PAL Talk real soon.
Super. Well, I'll visit you there.
Yep.
I'll follow you around.
You'll see me there, and and I'll see you the last Thursday of every month on
my show. Okay. So, everyone, we Mike and I really want to thank you so much for listening tonight. We really appreciate your interest, and we thank everybody that called in this evening. And I had a wonderful time, Mike. You're always a delight to hang out with. And
blessing.
All right. So
I love every minute of it.
Okay. So everybody, good night and abundant blessings. Good night, Michael.
Okay. Good night, you all.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.